back like they never left.
Oz and Jay.
Vibe.
Listen, man, happy birthday. Can I say it? 52 yeah, years old, man.
I'm proud to be 52,
old
bro.
Old and proud. Well done. Yeah, well done, mate. Listen, I'm just looking at your mother's post on Facebook. Rose, by the way, good morning. Sweetest woman in the world, honestly. Yes. Such a superwoman. And your dad's not bad either, all right? Just for the record.
He's fun.
You got pictures of you with headphones. You must have been like 4 or 5, I guess, something
oh,
like
yeah,
that.
Oh, yeah, probably even younger.
And then another picture of the same. I mean, the equipment is out there. That's like 70s, 80s equipment. Yeah. Unbelievable. Then you got a picture of you, I think when you probably just started radio over here, where you look like a massive hamalu. And then you got a couple of the more recent ones, which is great. But it's a great, and she calls you Jay-Z as well.
Jay-Z.
How sweet, yeah?
Mommy Jay-Z.
Yeah, your mum is great, and your dad is like, you know, somewhere on the list. But happy birthday, dude. I mean, you know, you're one of my oldest friends. You're most of the time, you're a nice guy.
Most of the time.
So I wish you all the best, mate. All right. Listen, I heard something. You almost killed yourself this week. Or
well,
broke your neck or something. What happened?
I could have easily hurt myself. I was running down the steps.
Running? That's interesting.
Sort of. Okay, you know, at work. Because I like to use
shuffling.
I like to use the stairs once in a while to get the old juices flowing. You know? And I was on my mobile, and I just miscalculated the last two or three steps.
Oh, my God.
And I wiped out.
Really?
And luckily, I did.
Did you fall?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Really?
But luckily, my ass took most of the impact.
Oh, that's at least. Yeah.
But I did mess up my ankle.
Yeah, that's the worst risk in those situations.
The glass ankle. The glankle. As you, Oz calls my bad ankle.
The glankle.
Don't tell them which one it is, thank you. The glankle.
And then I call all of our ankles fankles.
Fankle, yeah. Actually, I don't have fankles anymore.
No. Actually, mine are pretty good, too,
these days.
I must admit.
You don't, ladies and gentlemen, you don't want fankles in your life. Okay, so get out there and move. Just be active. Even a bit of walking will help you with the fankles.
Now, Jay, very quick piece of advice. Okay,
yes.
You have to understand where you are in life. Okay,
okay,
and take care accordingly. Okay. You're lucky you can even use the stairs anymore. I think you should move your bed down into the living room.
Oh, this was at the office, too. I had to go upstairs. I had to go back up to the office and tell everybody why I was limping.
Can I say it in the words of your wife?
Go on.
Idiot.
Oz and Jay. On Vibe.
Mystery sound.
I'm starting to not like. And you and Drew concocted this.
We do.
Rubbish, all right? I just want to protest.
It's usually our weekly Wednesday or Thursday WhatsApp discussion.
Better be you next week. That's all I'm saying.
I think they're planning that. I think you're going to have a chance to
otherwise,
do this.
Someone's going to get hurt.
Let's see.
I'll bring my slippers with me, all right? Just so you know.
And ladies and gentlemen, those are big slippers.
They are.
All right, those are big slippers. Let's have a listen to this week's mystery sound. Oz, all to you now.
What the hell is that? How am I supposed to know what that is?
It could be a million things. Many things.
Can you play it one more time?
Yeah, of course I can.
Play it one more
time. Here we go. Now, I will say this, and to anybody listening, 79-887-887, help Oz out on WhatsApp. The last two mystery sounds, I explained thoroughly what they were, okay? So it's sort of like in the same direction.
Okay.
Okay, that's all I'm going to say.
I'm going to take a guess.
Okay? Go on.
I'm going to take a guess here, right? Okay, so I have to paint a scenario for this, okay? Is that okay?
Go ahead.
So the night before, you've been out, you had like, I don't know, Korean chicken wings and nuggets and onion rings and stuff. And the next morning at 10 o'clock, you have an appointment with the dentist. And he uses the suction machine and all those little bits of crust and skin left in your teeth.
It's very graphic.
What do you think? Is that it? Listen to it, huh? There was a piece of wing, okay?
That's a bone. That's cartilage.
There's a bit of cartilage, right? You know, and a bit of onion ring crust. No. I got it, right? Tell me I got it.
Mate, I wish that was the right sound because that would be perfect. But no.
It's not? Really? I thought I had it there, honestly.
Big shout out to our personal dentist, Daniel. I hope we never have that issue with your suction cup.
Oz and Jay.
Here we go.
Five.
Jay, I think it's a moment now for you and I to say happy Women's Day to our wives.
Let's celebrate our wives.
Yeah, so I'm gonna say first of Jay, you have something to say?
The best things in our lives.
Absolutely. Without them would be nothing.
Nothing.
Lies. my darling Catherine, if you are listening, Happy Women's Day to you, okay? You're a very special woman in my life, and I wanted to thank you for everything. We actually celebrated a bit for last night, Women's Day, about 6 or 7 minutes. It was great.
Oh, awesome.
It was a record for me.
Congratulations. Congratulations.
You want to say to your lovely wife as well?
I haven't celebrated Women's Day yet, though. I thought I was.
Well, you have a double celebration.
I thought
today,
I was going
right?
to have a birthday celebration this morning.
So,
but
seeing as it is your birthday and Women's Day,
yes.
Does it mean for once you'll both make the effort? Okay, moving
yes,
on.
Yes, sure. Yes, let's say that. Happy Women's Day, babe. I love
there
you.
There you go. What's your, say
you.
Your name.
Krista.
There you go.
Krista Marie, propia.
Krista Marie, yeah, yes, yeah. Absolutely.
She's got one of them double, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
Those you posh know. Double names.
Whatever. Anyway, let's. This actually ties in well to
exactly.
We were talking about offering some advice that was not comes from us, but comes from AI, of course.
AI
like,
helped
like
us
everything
with
this, else this day.
Because
this
we
day.
Can't think of anything.
Yeah, so it's how to treat your woman anymore, Jay. You have
anymore,
to say anymore,
anymore, okay. anymore.
How to treat the woman in your life right today. The first one, like Jay and I have just done,
yeah.
is celebrate her publicly.
Exactly.
Post a tribute to her on social media, sharing her achievements and why she inspires you.
And talk about brownie points, Oz.
Yeah,
what's
absolutely.
What's better than celebrating your woman publicly than, you know, a shout out on national radio?
Absolutely, absolutely. This is one I disagree with. Just yeah. for the record, the next one. Take over her responsibilities. Whether it's household chores, errands, or office work, give her a break and take over her duties for the day. Now, if you really want super brownie points,
yeah.
that's it.
That's it.
If
that's
you want
true.
To be able to speak confidently in front of your friends, you might want to rethink that one, all right?
You know what? To hell with your friends. Well,
I'm just being,
I know.
I'm just being an SOB.
But talk about, like, if you really want to impress any partner,
yeah.
you do the laundry.
Absolutely.
And fold them.
Oh.
Fold it and put it away. Now that is
and
super points.
Iron the ironing garments.
Oh God, yeah.
That is going to give you at least 24 hours of good faith.
That's my biggest bane.
Yeah, and then,
I hate it.
And then the next day she'll go back to hating you.
Yeah, that's fine.
Here's another idea. Give a thoughtful gift. Surprise her with something meaningful, such as a book by her favorite author, a piece of jewelry, or something symbolic of her strength.
Ah, something symbolic. What would I get my wife that's symbolic of her strength? A flamethrower.
Yeah,
that's symbolic of her strength.
That's right, or a stick
yeah.
of dynamite.
Yeah.
That would be good too, wouldn't it? Express gratitude. Sometimes a simple and sincere thank you for everything you do can be the most powerful gesture of all.
This wasn't AI generated. No. It was actually Jay generated.
Yes.
Take her fishing.
Good idea. I like
you
that.
Never know. She might be into it.
And you, yeah, I mean, she can, you know, I don't know, feed you while you
yeah.
fish.
Or take her to the pub this afternoon to watch a football game.
That's a perfect idea.
Why wouldn't she like that?
Wait, I'm starting to think that's we're getting a little selfish. We're thinking about ourselves.
Oh, though, yeah.
Not her.
Might be, yeah.
Although you and I are sort of like that.
She used to love coming to the games when Mourinho was our manager.
Did she?
Oh, yeah, because she has a fancy for him.
Yeah, I've been with my wife for 25 years now.
Yeah.
And I think she came in the first 2 months. After that, it ended. And she hasn't watched one single game with me since.
Heck, Catherine, prosit. Prosit.
Twitchy.
Oz and Jay.
Here we go.
Five.
Purest form of love is when somebody, and in this case on Women's Day, you would say your husband or your wife or your partner, whatever,
yeah.
peels a pomegranate for you. Because we all know, if anyone's ever tried to get to the juicy bit of a pomegranate.
There are hacks on TikTok and Instagram. They do work, but
it's
still.
It's time-consuming, man. It's really time-consuming and very sort of finicky.
And you need a whole a bucket full of those seeds to enjoy it.
Yeah. Absolutely. So you're peeling like 5 pomegranates, and that's going to take you 3 hours. That's
you
the
know?
Whole point.
Now,
so that is the purest form of love.
That's pure love, Oz.
We have some other examples, though,
yeah.
of course.
Of
For
course.
Me personally, it's when my wife peels my hard-boiled eggs because I hate,
yes.
I cannot stand the texture of eggshell.
This is a true story.
Yeah.
Oz,
she does it for me.
Oz on a previous show, you used to get so tense and almost anxious because it would bother you so much. Those
texture,
damn eggs.
Yeah,
both the texture and peeling.
The peeling part. Yeah, when I'm peeling the eggshells.
You get very angry.
Yeah, it triggers me, man. I'm not going to lie to you. It really does. So now my absolutely gorgeous, wonderful.
She peels them and packs them for you.
She peels them for me. Absolutely.
Nice.
Yeah. Here's some examples for you. Whether it's a favorite dessert or the last piece of pizza, choosing to give you the final bite.
Yeah.
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 I would never give that, but I'd receive it. I'm a bit food protective.
You're a food hoarder.
That's the one, yeah?
Yeah.
What about this one? Whether it's sitting through your favorite reality show or a movie, they wouldn't pick doing it just to see you happy. That's love.
Oh, yeah. That's also true.
I'd find that difficult.
Me too.
I can't now imagine sitting down and watching some of the trash
that
my wife and daughter watch.
Especially during when there's European football on. You know what I'm saying?
That's right. Or you know, cop shows. Yes. That's my kind of thing, right? What about this one? Whether it's driving while you nap or watching you over when you're sick. Letting you rest while they stay awake is an unspoken sign of care.
Yes, absolutely.
Now, you get the same thing as me. When I'm driving back from Gozo, all of them are asleep.
They're all asleep.
Yeah, and I'm
talking
like,
to myself.
That's it, right? So you're like, all I say to myself is, stay awake, stay awake, stay awake.
I don't always let them sleep, Oz.
Right.
Sometimes I purposely find a pothole, you know what I mean, or a nice speed bump,
yeah,
and go over it kind of quickly.
Really?
Oh, sorry about that, guys.
Sorry about that. What time is it? Let's have a conversation.
Now that you're up, let's talk about the football.
Exactly. What about this? Resisting the urge to say "I told you so" when you realize they were right.
Yeah,
that's love.
That's
wrapped in patience and understanding.
It's a true sign of love. Because I can't resist.
I can't do it either.
I can't resist.
Didn't I just tell you?
But let's tell them the truth now, Oz.
Yeah, okay.
Don't all these things happen truly, well and truly, in the first 2 to 2.5 years of a relationship?
Yeah.
Come on.
I mean, me farting in the bathroom only lasted like 3 months.
Oz and Jay.
Here we go. Five. We don't have any correct answers for this.
It sounds like me eating this bag of chips right now.
Yeah.
Is it that? Did you quickly record me?
No. I did not.
So we're going to reveal the answer.
I'm going to reveal the answer. I'm going to put you out of your misery,
just
son.
For the record, I know everybody's loving this, but I hate it.
Yeah.
Tell us what it was, man.
It is someone crushing and just breaking open a green pepper.
Didn't I say that? I'm sure I said that.
Really closely, by the way. It's one of those Foley guys in the movies.
You see, this is just stupid. That sounds nothing like that.
Of course it does.
Yeah, you know how close it is? It's inside the veins of the actual pepper. Come on.
It's right near the capsicum.
No. Andrew, you got it wrong. I'm sorry, mate. That's just ridiculous, all right?
Oz, don't be a sore loser.
I'm a sore loser. I've always been. I'm never going to stop.
Okay.
I'm a sore loser.
Well, why don't you support Arsenal then?
Act like they never left.
Oz and Jay.
Vibe.